Hi, my name is Claire Hunter, and in this installment of Friendship in Verse, we're going to take a moment to talk about Marian Moore and her relationship with baseball and with writing. Interestingly enough, Marian Moore was a great fan of professional baseball. Moore threw out the first pitch of the year at Yankee Stadium in 1986, and there is a particularly famous picture of her doing this. I'm going to read to you her famous poem, Baseball and Writing. Baseball and Writing by Marian Moore, suggested by post-game broadcasts. Fanaticism? No. Writing is exciting and baseball is like writing. You can never tell with either how it will go or what you will do. Generating excitement, a fever in the victim, pitcher, catcher, fielder, batter. Victim in what category? Owlman watching from the press box? To whom does it apply? Who is excited? Might it be I? It's a pitcher's battle all the way, a duel. As a catcher's, as with cruel puma paw, Elston Howard lumbers lightly back to plate. His spring de-winged a bat swing. They have that killer instinct. Yet Ellison, whose catching arm has hurt them all with a bat, when questioned says, unenviously, I'm very satisfied. We won. Shorn of the batting crown says, we, robbed by technicality. When three players on a side play three positions and modify conditions, the massive run need not be everything. Going. Is it? Roger Maris has it running fast. We will never see a finer catch. Well, Mickey leaping like a devil, why, gild it, though deer sounds better, snares what was speeding towards its treetop nest, one handing the souvenir to be meant to be caught by you or me. Assign Yogi Berra to Cape Canaveral. He could handle any missile. He has no feather. Strike! Strike two. Fouled back. A blur. It's gone. You would infer that the bat had eyes. He put the wood to that one. Praised, Socoron says, thanks, Mel. I think I helped a little bit. All business, each, and modesty. Blanchard, Richardson, Quebec, Boyer. In that galaxy of nine, say which won the pennant? Each. It was he. Those two magnificent saves from the knee throws by Boyer. Finesses and twos, like Whitney's three kinds of pitch and pre-diagnosis with pickup psychosis. Pitching is a large subject. Your arm, too true at first, can learn to catch your corners, even trouble Mickey Mantle. Grazed a Yankee, my baby pitcher, Montego. With some pedagogy, you'll be tough. Premature prodigy. They crowd him and curve him and aim for the knees, trying indeed. The secret implying, I can stand here, bat held steady. One may suit him, none has hit him. Imponderables smite him. Muscle knits, infections, spike wounds, require food, rest, respite from ruffians. Drat it, celebrity costs privacy. Cow's milk, tiger's milk, soy milk, carrot juice, brewer's yeast, high potency concentrates presage victory, sped by Luis Ario, Hector Lopez, deadly in a pinch. And yes, it's work. I want you to bear down, but enjoy it while you're doing it. Mr. Hook and Mr. Sane, if you have a rummage sale, don't sell Roland Sheldon or Tom Tresh. Studded with stars and belt and crown, the stadium has an astrium. Oh, flashing Orion, your stars are muscled like the lion. This is another one of my favorite Marian Moore poems. At first glance, it may seem a little odd to compare baseball and poetry, because really, what do they have in common? But thinking about it in terms of Moore personally, she was an eccentric, and these were two of her passions. And as we read through the poem, I think we find that we discover more relationships that she's drawing other than just baseball and writing are both exciting. She does focus on this concept in the opening stanza. She notes, Fanaticism? No. Writing is exciting, and baseball is like writing. So, in a very basic principle, this opening is pretty direct with how she's going to handle the poem. It's going to be about the metaphor between baseball and writing. Other things that she begins to say about baseball and writing in the poem is that they are both inspire and that they are both unpredictable. But one of my favorite parts of the poem is when she talks about how the massive run need not be everything. The connection here, I think, is pretty sharp between baseball and poetry. In baseball, just because you hit a deep run doesn't mean that you're the best. Just like in poetry, because you can write a long poem does not mean that it's better than a short poem. Here, in this concept, she is playing with issues of preconceived notions, both for writing and baseball. Another line that I love in the poem is, "Never know how it will go or what it will do." I think that this is pretty interesting because both in like baseball and writing, you don't know how the game is going to turn out when you start the first inning. And in writing, sometimes you don't know how many stanzas the poem will end with. In Moore's poem, she ends it with 7 stanzas, and she uses free verse. So even within her own structure for her poem, she doesn't plan it, which is something that matches what she's saying about baseball. So for the specifics of her poem, this correlation is pretty strong and shows a lot of in-depth thinking about the concept she's trying to convey. I'd have to say the close of my poem is the favorite, though. And I quote, "O flashing Orion, your stars are muscled like the lion." In this line, she's talking about the players, how they flash and make kind of like a crown out of Orion's belt. But the concept that I love the most is that the players are made and they're muscled. Success is created with a pen or force, if you will. The stars are muscled like the lion. She's also relating players to being fierce like a lion, correlating it back to animalistic issues. So even though she's using the imagery of stars and of godlike qualities, which we try to attain in both writing and baseball, everyone wants that feeling of exuberance. That desire to gain that is something that's very human, and it's muscled, it's man-made, it's created. I think that that's something that I relate to most in this poem. Again, there are many beautiful things about this poem. It's very intricate. Like Moore, her poetry is difficult. But thank you for listening to this short interlude about baseball and writing in terms of Marianne Moore.